in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Listen to our shows, watch our videos, join the club, become a Friends with Benefits member. Please, it's Valentine's Day. It's a great time to do that. We appreciate all of our Friends with Benefits members. We get more shows a week. You get your emails answered right away. You get special TLC, tender loving care from us. But you all do. So we appreciate all of our listeners, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody. It's our special Valentine's Day show. So we're doing lots of fun stuff today. Hey, Menace, happy Valentine's Day, my sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day. Sorry, I'm a little thrown off. I was looking at
the audio. Okay, so yeah.
So yeah, how's your Valentine's Day going so far?
Oh my God, it's awesome so far. We have cookies in the office and treats and balloons and fun stuff.
I was bringing you some cupcakes, but we were here at the Stitcher Studios. That's STITCHER. Download the app. And I wanted to bring them cupcakes too, you know, because in my family, actually, Valentine's Day is like bigger than any holiday. Because my mom and my aunt are florists.
Right.
And my grandmother makes cakes and all that stuff. So I didn't realize how many staff members they had here.
But that's so sweet. Yeah. They can cut them in half and whatever.
Yeah. So I would have had a cupcake for you, but I gave them
to everybody. No worries.
I didn't think you would think it. You don't like Valentine's Day anyway. So.
I do like Valentine's Day.
It doesn't matter.
Do you know the woman who every morning I go to the same coffee shop, Martha's Coffee? Uh-huh. It's my favorite coffee shop in the city. And this woman who gives me my coffee every morning, her name's Jasmine. She's awesome. She's like, why don't you like Valentine's Day? Like, apparently she listened to the show. I never said I didn't like Valentine's Day. I just said it's not my – I just think every day you should treat like Valentine's Day when you're in a relationship. Blah, blah, blah. I just don't like the pressure. I feel like if you're
malarkey.
In a couple
– You don't like the pressure because you don't want to cook. You can't cook.
I can't cook for a guy. I never cooked in my life.
You don't want to spend any money on a guy because that's ridiculous.
I would spend money if I had it on a guy. But no, I think Valentine's Day – we're giving you lots of – this is what I decided to do today. Today's a really special show. Today, we are going to answer, you know, we get hundreds of thousands of emails from listeners. The email is at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And there's some common questions that we get asked. There's some common themes. And so I've chosen a few of those questions that we get asked, like five of them. And I'm going to give the answers to those questions to everybody. There's some sex tips. We're going to get into some sex today, like enough chocolates, whatever. We've talked all about foreplay and what to do on the date, but I'm going to give some serious sex tips about what people always ask about and just have it all here neat, wrapped up, and tidy in our Valentine's Day show. We're also going to be talking to Carol Cardoza from Lifestyles. She's from the VP of Global Communications from Lifestyles Condoms. They've got new condoms out, and we're going to talk about condoms tips and what you should know about condoms. Just we're going to talk to her for a few minutes today. Mm-hmm. And it is still not too late to enter our Spread the Love, Sex with Emily Spread the Love Valentine's Day contest, because we're giving away so much stuff. We're still letting people enter throughout the day. So just check out our website, sexwithemily.com, and click on the banner or the red banner, and you'll see what to do. Tweet us, follow us, Facebook, Sex with Emily.
Sweet.
Sweet.
So I have a couple of stories to share.
Uh-oh.
So I think that any guy who sees a hot lady on Valentine's Day should approach her. If she's alone, because I have fallen into that theory that sometimes, you know, girls, beautiful women get a lot of attention, but guys are so scared, like, oh, she's way out of my league. She'll never go for me. So the guys never take that extra step. Right. So just as a nice thing, I see one of my friends online. She's a beautiful girl. Totally cool. Not a bitch at all. And I go, oh, happy Valentine's Day. And she's like, you know, you're the first person to tell me that today. And
wow.
It's like, it was already like, because she's like on another coast, already like two really late in the day,
wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, I was like, man, like a lot of guys out there are just afraid.
Exactly. You know? They're afraid of the approach. They're afraid to approach women because they're afraid of getting shut down and being hurt. And I think you're right. Mm. Today's a great day just to walk up to any hot chick you see and say happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's do or die time,
if you go out drinking, all week long we've been talking about like things to do on Valentine's Day, what to do if you're single. But if you're out tonight, like anywhere, like I don't care if you're at the movies, at the laundromat, or you're, you know, at a bar, talk to the hot chick tonight. Wish her happy Valentine's Day.
Just do it, man, because I'm telling you.
You got nothing to lose.
There's, you got so much to gain today.
There's so many single chicks, hot chicks, normal chicks, whatever. It doesn't matter if they're hot. Just there's single women out there all the time that are doing anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So I decided to get somebody a Valentine's Day gift. You know, the new rule. We're not going to ask who, but I just wanted to do something because it's a big holiday in my household,
right,
again.
Right, you grew
so
up.
So I gotta do something for somebody.
Right.
So I won't
take offense that it wasn't me, but go ahead.
So I go to Macy's to get something wrapped, right? Because I didn't want to spend the time wrapping it.
Right.
So I go there and people start leaving in front of me while I'm in line, right? Then I realize that these two ladies are just taking forever. And they're just like chopping it up, blah, blah, blah. I counted at least 15 people left behind me.
Because these ladies, they were wrapping the gift so slowly?
So slowly.
At Macy's.
Taking their time, right? Then finally I get to the front and the lady goes, okay, what kind of wrapping would you like? And I go, oh, I want a number 5 because they have them all numbered, right? She goes, okay. And then some employee comes over, interrupts her. And,
oh, this would drive. I'm already getting my blood's boiling.
Interrupts her and is like, oh, yeah, can you sign off this thing? So she walks away, signs some paper, and then she goes, so what number did you want? I go, I want number 5. She's like, oh, okay. So she turns around, and then some other employee goes, oh, you have a phone call. And then she walks over the phone. I go, oh, hold on. I got to go. She's like, oh, hold on. I got to take this call. Oh. She goes, this is my doctor. I'm like, oh, my God, lady.
You were right. This is your one job is to wrap presents. And wrap my friggin' presents.
Yeah, and she's, like, talking for days on the phone. And then she finally comes back. And she says again, what number did you want?
Oh, I'm crazy.
For the third effing time, I could have went to jail for murder yesterday,
yes,
Emily.
Exactly.
You would never saw me again.
Oh, my God. So what, did you finally get it done?
Yes, it finally
but
got done.
That would make me insane. I can't stand when you're in a restaurant or you're in a mm-hmm. store or anything with employees and they're like on the phone or taking time or like checking their thing. And you're like, hello.
Yeah. And I've worked in places where you do customer service. I've worked at grocery stores. I worked at electronic stores. Like, I've dealt with people.
Me too.
You don't do that kind of stuff.
My first job was gift wrapping in high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's so funny that you're saying that. That was my first job, was gift wrapping at this super fancy women's store in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I...
So you're a good rapper.
I'm actually an amazing rapper.
No
so when you started telling the story, I was like, you should tell me. I love wrapping presents. Like, I actually love it. I have tons of wrapping paper and bows and things like that because it's one thing I know how to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry you had that. But what did you end up – do you want to share
what
you
bought? It was like over 40 minutes.
Oh, my God. You should have just called me. I could have been at your house and back home again.
Yeah, oh, my
it.
God. I wanted to
what,
kill myself.
Do you want to share what you bought?
Oh, no. It's nothing.
No, it's nothing.
Not,
it's a little
it's
thing.
Not,
that's nice.
Not
just have something to open.
Or anything like
no,
that.
No, no, no. No rings. Because we've got some stats here on Valentine's Day, too, that we're going to read. Because, like, I don't remember what I'm going to get to in a minute, but, like, some amazing percentage of people expect to get engaged on Valentine's Day as well. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. Like, it's I'll tell you. 4 million Americans are expecting to be proposed to or are proposing today. It remains to be seen if this will include large number of the millennial generation. So, yeah, 4 million are expecting it. I am not one of those.
You're not?
I don't think I'm going to be proposed to today.
You don't? Why
no,
not?
No, I doubt it. Who's going to
email us
me?
feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Would you be amazed if I
proposals.
Came in tomorrow with a big fat ring and I was like, oh, Menace, I was wrong. I'm getting married.
I go, cool. If it's a big fat ring, I go, thank God. Then I can – maybe they're well off. I can sleep on the couch when I'm out of work.
Yeah, honey, totally. You could always sleep on my couch. Although my – yeah, exactly.
Oh, your dog craps all over it.
I know, my poor dog. So so I just want to give a shout out to – I know it's kind of late to order stuff right now, but adamandeve.com is awesome. They get 50% off most items, free shipping, free gift, and the Kim Kardashian sex DVD if you enter coupon code Emily at checkout. So even tonight, if you're single and you're alone and you're like surfing the web and you're like, hey, I want to buy a vibrator for myself. I think that's a great thing to do if you're single and you're like, I'm going to buy myself a new present. Just go to Adam and Eve and do that today. And you could also go to Good Vibrations in San Francisco. They're great. They have stores. And you can also order on their online website and you can use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off. Because you know what? If you don't have a date or love tonight, buy yourself something special like a vibrator. Something like that. I think a sex toy, something fun like that. So I've got some emails that we can get into.
From the peeps.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your Valentine's Day? Do you have any good Valentine's Day memories?
Yeah. I mean, I always bring up I did the trip to New York, and I think I've done Las Vegas before. It's kind of, I mean, it's not too memorable, but it's, I mean, it's fun. It's definitely a fun time.
Yeah, it is fun. I wish that I was
more celebrating love.
It is celebrating love. And I just think that if you are single on Valentine's Day, it is like no big deal. You should just like love yourself. Go home, masturbate, take a bath, do something for yourself. It's kind of a day that we can all celebrate loving ourselves, which is the biggest problem I think that we have is that low self-esteem. I think that's like a killer. Like you're always reading stuff and they're like, oh, I'm premature ejaculator because I have low self-esteem or I don't want to have sex because I have low self-esteem. Like love yourself. Today is all about love.
Oh my.
So you should direct the love inward because the more that you love yourself, the more you are able to love others. And if you don't love yourself, it's going to be really hard to have a relationship with somebody.
Yes.
Don't you agree? Who are you tweeting right now?
No, I'm not tweeting. I'm reading up on your proposal thing. And it's actually I'm reading weddingbee.com. They're not
what
a sponsor.
Proposal? Oh, 4 million.
People posted like, "Oh, I thought it'd be fun to hear everyone's stories. Tell." God.
I'll bet you tomorrow there'll be a lot of celebrities that are engaged and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's people like replying, no, not this year, maybe next year. Oh my God.
Okay. So,
this is sad.
It's a big
My future
day,
brother-in-law is proposing to his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Your future brother-in-law.
That's what I'm reading on this website.
Okay,
like,
got
people
it.
Responding.
Which website is it?
Weddingbee.com.
Oh,
this is where.
Okay. I received so many. Maybe I'll get into that first before the emails. I just got so many. I got like deluged with, probably like, you know, 100 different emails from people who were pitching me Valentine's Day stories and stats. And most of it was crap, but some of it was good. And I just want to share a few little stats on Valentine's Day. So 27% of men resolved to have sex with the lights on this Valentine's Day. So is that something that I want to understand this? Do men prefer to have sex with the lights on and it's the women who want the lights off?
Yeah.
So you would rather have sex with lights on?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Or dimmed.
Dimmed? But dimmed. Do you feel they want it dark? I want to be able to see the person.
Yeah.
I don't want bright lights. Like, I light candles every time I have sex.
Yeah, but
mostly.
You got that man mentality about sex.
What do you mean? Which part? I mean, yes, probably, but
yeah,
which part of it?
I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you have a guy's perspective on things.
Yeah, it's
not a romantic
one. I am not a romantic. Damn. Okay. 37% of men would be willing to gain 10 pounds to enhance their sex life, but only 10% of women are willing to pack on those pounds.
Yeah.
That's not surprising. Guys can gain and lose 10 pounds in like a day. Like women like struggle their whole lives to lose 10 pounds. Okay. Only 21% of those born between 1982 and 1995 are married. And a whopping 75% have never been married. Some 15% of adults younger than 35 said they've postponed marriage because of the recession.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
40% of women want to try something new and kinky today. So we're going to, later on in the show, we're going to give you some tips on how to do that.
Okay.
40%. So 40? If you're banging this chick that you're buying a gift for, she wants to go kinky tonight, Menace.
She wants to get crazy.
Do you want to come to the office and pick something out of our treasure trove of stuff?
No,
do you want like a whip
even,
or a chain or a tie or a blindfold?
It's not like that, no.
How do you know? 40%. She might be wanting to go kinky.
Do you know what's really weird?
What?
As he
deflects from me talking about his sex life? Go
ahead.
No,
I just – there's nothing to share.
I don't want to keep
pressing on it. But the funny thing is, you know me, I'm all about celebrating love, and I was trying to think because we had to, you know, do our blog post today at work. I was trying to think, what should we write about today? And we did top reasons why you should break up, and that's really weird why but it was pretty funny.
Break up on Valentine's Day?
Break up on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
We found out like, oh, you find out that the person's really high maintenance, you know, they really expect a lot when they shouldn't. Then, you know, financial reasons, you don't have to spend so much money.
You should break up the day before then, not the day of. No, but that's a good, that's true. A lot of people do break up.
Yeah, it was
this
really
time. That's funny. I want to check it out.
Really
where is it? Where can people find it?
WhiteMenace.com.
WhiteMenace.com. Okay, so, I was just going to say something about breaking up. Yeah, it is a big, breaking up holiday, that and Christmas.
Why do you think?
Because people don't want to spend money. And they don't want to have to deal with the whole friggin' Valentine's Day thing. I actually have
a but I think some women, they I've witnessed somebody freak out before. I was with my buddy, and I guess he didn't do enough for her or something
like
that.
For some women like that, okay.
And it was just like she was already in a bad mood, and we're all going out to like some stupid thing. We're going to go like do carts and golf and all this stuff, right? And he was driving, and he like was driving her car. It was like brand new, and he like pulled forward in the parking lot, and he like kind of bumped the wall with the car, and she freaks out and leaves us all there, right?
Oh my God!
And we're like, okay, and then we get in a car, we go back to his house, and the like stuffed animal that he got her was all ripped up and
had
a note and it said "fuck you" on it.
Oh my God! She like put a knife in the bear or something and ripped it up.
Yeah,
sounds like a good.
That's
time.
Not good.
That's, you know what? That's a good sign. She showed her colors and he should dump her. Hopefully, he ran for his life.
It's funny.
Okay, so think beyond chocolate and flowers, Menace. You'll appreciate this. 74% of women said they'd be excited to receive the latest technology product today.
Hell yeah, I would. That's what I want more than anything.
I know that's what you'd like, but women want to receive it too.
Technology?
They want to receive technology. Yeah.
I know.
I'm trying to think what I want.
Oh, I know.
I got my iPhone now, so.
Yeah, I know a ton of women that would love some technology in their life other than the vibrators that you have.
That I shill.
They would love, like, you know, computer stuff, iPods, phones.
Phones. People still buying iPods? I'm just curious.
Yeah, for like working out, it's hard to
work
out.
Yeah, I wanted a little one that I can work out with. That's what I would like. Okay. If the world were to end tomorrow, 32% of men said they'd like to have sex compared to 16% of women. So all of a sudden, like Armageddon, world is over. Yeah. 32% of men said the number one thing they would do is want to have sex.
Yeah.
But 16% of women said no.
What else would you want to do? Hang out with your loved ones?
Yeah. I want to see my family, my nieces. I want to see their little faces.
I'll say what's up to them, and I'll look at the clock, and I'm like, look, the world's ending. You know what I'm saying? There were so many chicks out there I wanted to bang, and I didn't. And now I probably have an opportunity. So just can I go now?
Can I go bang? Okay.
You wouldn't want to bang?
No, I'd bang all the time.
Emily. I'd want to bang on the last day on Earth.
I'd want to cuddle a lot and bang.
Oh, God. I'm like, we're wasting so much time right now.
Why?
With the cuddling?
You're like, the world's dying.
The world is effing ending.
The world is ending and Emily just wants to snuggle. I love cuddling, but I like sex too. But I would like to, I would go see my family and then I would have sex.
I'll give you a hug and be like, all right, it was nice. I gotta go.
Right.
There's something going on.
Exactly. The world is ending. Yeah. I'm like, can we just snuggle for another minute? Okay. This is a poll that also came in. 10 of the biggest deal breakers on a date. So this is just tonight. If you have a date plan and you're going out, this is in order. Ready? Poor hygiene. Using a mobile phone too much. Menace. No. Being rude to the server or hostess or host. Talking too much about an ex. Flirting with the server or hostess, aggressive driving, 49%. No one would want to drive with me. Not offering to pay for the whole date, being too expensive of a date, talking about your potential long-term future together, using Facebook or Twitter to find out more information for the date. So those are the 10 biggest deal breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
what
if a guy that you really like? I know it's a weird concept, but you like a guy. And for some reason, he's never taking any dinner. But you've gone out before.
Okay.
And it's Valentine's Day. And then he takes you to the Red Lobster. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't even think there is a Red Lobster in San Francisco. So he's taking me over the bridge?
He's not taking you over the bridge because there's actually a Red Lobster 10 minutes away, right south of the city.
Well, I have a little secret for you.
It's in, where is it? It's in San Bruno, California.
Okay. Well, I have a little secret for you.
Okay.
A little thing, a little window into my life that when I was a little girl and I was like 8 or 9, I all of a sudden became obsessed with lobster. I had it like somewhere.
Yeah.
And I used to make my dad take me to Red Lobster
Yes.
Because I loved the lobster and the crab and all that stuff. So it for me, it might be a little nostalgic. And I might not be a snob about it. Like you thought I would say.
I thought you would be a snob
I was
about
like,
it.
Daddy, can we go to Red Lobster? Like, I loved lobster. So
I'm taking you to Red Lobster. I swear to God.
My dad died, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be nostalgic.
I would love to take you to Red Lobster.
I want
to
go tonight.
You want to go Red Lobster tonight?
No, I'm actually have a date tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're just sharing this 20 minutes into the show.
Is it 20 minutes? I have
Where
a date.
Are you going?
We are going to Foreign Cinema in San Francisco. It's
the
Mission.
F is that?
You've never been to Foreign Cinema? Mission District. It's a really cool restaurant in the city that has outdoor seating, but it's like heat lamps, and they play movies on the wall. You'd like it. It's cool.
Oh, I think I heard of that place.
Yeah, it's cool. It's been around for a while, so I have a date, a special date. He asked me to be his Valentine.
That's cool.
I know. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited for you.
Thank you, honey.
I'm not going to knock it.
I am participating in the holiday. So don't you say that I'm all anti-Valentine's Day. You're spreading rumors. Seriously.
For
can't
some
handle
reason,
that.
You forgot who you were, and now you're into it.
No, I like it. I just don't like it if I'm not, like, I don't want to be, I don't know. I just feel like the pressure. I don't like the pressure. It's the same thing I feel about Christmas, even though I'm
what
Jewish.
What pressure do you have? You're a woman. You don't have to do crap.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought up this point. Is Valentine's Day only for the woman?
Yes.
So, a girl, if you're in a relationship with someone, you don't expect a woman to buy you anything on Valentine's Day.
I mean, I would love for them to buy me something, but they don't have to.
So, you wouldn't feel bummed, though. You would love it, of course. Who wouldn't love a gift? But you're not bummed if she doesn't.
No, because I'm a guy, and all I need to do is get laid afterwards, and I'm fine.
Okay, so she give you a great BJ, you'd be like,
I'm
gift.
Good.
Okay.
That's it.
Good
you
to
don't
know.
Have
I was
to
wondering, I was having
it's
this
good to
debate.
Know because you're like, man, I really don't want to buy this guy something tonight.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What do I didn't get him anything.
You don't have to get him anything.
I mean,
if he's expecting something and he's disappointed that you didn't get him anything other than a blowjob, then tell him to remove his tampon because he's a fucking pussy.
Oh my God. Okay. We've got a call. We're going to make a phone call now.
We are.
And then we're going to get into, okay, as I said, I get asked, you know, I get thousands of questions a year. And so what we did is we rounded up the top sex questions we get asked, and we are going to answer them for you. We just kind of compiled them together, and we're going to answer the questions that you are thinking right now, the sex questions that you would like to ask. So we are going to call Carol Cardoza from – she's the VP of Global Communications from Lifestyle Skin Condoms. They sent us – that's what I should have brought you.
You never gave me one.
Lifestyles. Can we make a note that I have to bring Menace like a bunch of condoms because we're giving them away to people during our Valentine's Day contest, but I think that you could also use them.
I want to make an entire rubber suit out of them.
Okay, so I'm going to call here on our – you're going to make a rubber suit.
Yes.
You're hilarious. Okay.
I like filling them up with water because they get humongous.
What are you, 12?
Yes.
You're
going
to throw them off the roof?
Yes. Well, now since I'm older, I fill them with champagne.
Which is the speaker?
What?
This best
it's way? On the bottom. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
No.
We're still trying to figure out our
phones.
Our phone situations. What are you doing?
I'm looking. What do you mean?
Huh?
I'm looking.
It has the person's phone on there.
Okay, turn it around. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah. Ah, they dissed you.
7-3 Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
I hate those ones that. I know what the phone number is because I effing dialed it.
I know.
Effing voicemail.
Let me make sure I did it right.
I hate when it reads it back to you.
I know. Okay, let's make sure I did it right. Keep
I had
talking.
The best voicemail, huh?
Keep talking about something that I care about.
I had the best voicemail of life.
Your voicemail is the most annoying voicemail
because I try
on
to make it so long that people won't leave messages. Because what's the point of leaving a message? I saw that you called me, and you then I will call you back.
Menace
you don't
is
need
purposely...
to leave. You don't leave. You don't need to leave me a message. And I'm so pissed if you leave me a message and you say call me back.
Okay, let's just give people background here that Menace has a 25-minute voicemail message that you have to listen to before you can leave him a message, and you can't skip it. So he does that purposely so people won't leave messages. So I just don't leave you a message, and it's
good.
An annoying message.
You know who still leaves me messages? My mom. She doesn't get it.
Oh, your mom. I feel bad for your mom. I hope you're being
Why?
Sweet to her. Did you wish her happy Valentine's Day?
No, not yet today because she's busy. She's a florist.
Oh, my God. That's right. I knew that. Okay. Okay, let's get into
pornography.
Funny. Well, before we get into our top sex tips, I'm going to read a few emails because actually, there is a question about pornography.
Okay.
Okay. Which I'll read first since you just said that. Hamley would like to know any type of porn movies where you don't have to get the actual movie as in a streaming type deal. Thanks, Justin. He's from Chandler, Arizona. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member. So I think what he means is, this is what we think. Go online and there's TBLOP, the big list of porn, and it lists all the sites. Is that TBLOP.com? Okay, T as in Tom, B, the big, it basically stands for the big list of porn, TBLOP, and it lists all the websites. And then there's YouPorn and YouJizz.
YouJizz. Oh, that must
Those
be
are
a,
free.
That must be a classy one.
Hey, that's what Justin wants, and he's a Friends with Benefits member, and we treat them right, and we give them the answers they want, okay?
I wonder if I type in YouJizz at work. If it will
Dude,
work.
Your business won't let us pull up sex with Emily, so I doubt they do you jizz. Is that a joke? You're being funny. Okay, so anyway, I'm reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Like, hey, honey, I want to do something really special tonight. I'm going to make you the most delicious dinner ever. I'm going to give you a dozen roses. We're going to drink champagne, dim the lights, and I'm going to stream you jizz. on my big flat screen TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to make
hot.
You feel like a classy woman.
That is classy. I went out with a guy once, and the first date I went to his house, he was having a few friends over, and he was playing porn. He had huge teeth, this big, beautiful loft, and he was like kind of a douchebag at the end of the day. But porn playing all over, like just, but didn't mention it. It was just kind of like trying to be kind of cool, like, oh, let's see if these girls can handle it, because I brought over a few friends, and he just had big, like, things. But it wasn't a party. It was just, like, five people, but he just had porn playing in the background.
Wow. That's kind of a cool guy.
He was not a cool guy. Okay. Not that I'm against porn, but just, like, that was my first entree into him. And, of course, I went to date him for 6 months. That should have been my first sign. You know what my mom always says? This is another thing I should give you. I should give you the tips that my mom always tell me, is that the issues that you have on the third date, you have forever. So this was the first friggin' date. Like, he was a douchebag, and I dated him for 6 months. Like, why didn't I look at the signs?
You're like any other chick out there.
I know. We don't look at the signs. So anyway, thanks, everyone, for emailing. feedback@sexwithemily.com. We will answer your emails, your questions, your concerns. Okay.
I want one of the cupcakes that I left here.
Oh, go get it. I want one, too.
You do?
Okay, what kind I'll grab are they?
They're, like, good ones.
Are you going to go now?
Yeah, I'll go
don't
now.
Do
you
I
read
can't
the
eat
thing.
Now in the middle. You gotta listen. Just
all right.
Unless you really want it.
No, I'll get it later.
You just had like a total. You need it. You need it. Okay.
No, it's fine.
Emily, listening to back shows, catching up. In the One Night Stand one show, you mentioned if a man finishes early, but to me that doesn't mean you're done. He should keep going manually, getting his partner off. He's only a failure if he stops at that point instead of focusing on his partners to get her. Instead of focusing on his partner to get her there too, Dan. Dan, you're so friggin' right. That's actually one of the what's one of the top emails I get asked is what men who finish feel like they finish too early, what do they do about it? And you know what you do? You make sure that you finish off your partner too. Make sure that she is so you came too quickly. As long as she gets off, you can use your hands, your fingers, your mouth, whatever you want to do. Your mouth, vibrator, get her off. It's fine. And I think you're so right, Dan. You're a stellar man. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Okay. This is from another Friends with Benefits member. Dear Emily, I'm a 31-year-old woman. I can have an orgasm on my own, but not with a significant other. I have recently gotten to a relationship, and we are very vocal in speaking up in the bedroom regarding what we like. However, still no O. I think sex toys could be the answer, but they aren't. But they aren't currently in our budget. I've been hearing you are living in a warehouse of sex toys. Any chance you could spice up our Valentine's Day with a toy? I keep hearing about the Wii vibe, and it could be the answer. Desperate for a no from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's a premium Friends with Benefits member. Okay, I got a few things to say about this. I know a lot of women who never had orgasms with their partner until they started using vibrators during sex. The Wii Vibe is a great toy, and it is actually, like, award-winning right now. And it looks like this. So how do you explain this? It looks like a U. It's a U shape, and it stretches. You can stretch it around. And the reason why it works is because you can get internal, you can stick it inside you so you can get internal stimulation and external stimulation, the Wii Vibe. We should post a picture of this during the show. And it's, and you can get it at Good Vibrations or Adam and Eve. We've got coupon codes at both those places, which are Emily at Adam and Eve and GVEmily15 at Good Vibrations, wherever you want to buy it. And the reason why the Wii Vibe is so popular, because it's really easy to use during intercourse, because it's a thin little U-shaped that goes inside of you, and then the other part is on the outside. I'm not explaining well. Go online and Google Wii Vibe. But it's actually the most popular vibrator right now for couples to use. Now, I've heard mixed reviews on it. I've heard that sometimes it moves around a little and it's a little hard to stay in the right place. So what I would recommend for you is just like a bullet or a pocket rocket that you just hold on your clitoris. And it's really easy and unobtrusive. You can, and it's really good like when you're on top or when, if he's doing you from behind, doggy style. Doing you from behind. I didn't know what to say.
I'm working on a toy called the dump truck.
That sounds hot. What is it? You're kidding.
It's in development right now. I can't tell you
it's
everything about it.
It's in development. You're hilarious. Okay, so yeah, the dump truck. So that's what I would say. And you know what? We are having a big contest right now. And since you're a Friends with Benefits member, I'm going to try to send you something. Just because I'm feeling it in my heart.
I know,
right now.
The love.
I want to have an orgasm. I really, really do. Okay, so... also, another good – oh, this is some other things I had written down here – was cock rings are a great idea. We talk a lot about cock rings because
you
they
love
are –
cock
I
rings.
Love cock rings because they go in the man's penis. They restrict the blood flow. They help him last longer, and they have a little vibrator at the end. The Screaming O cock ring is only $6.95 at Adam and Eve, and the Bongo cock ring is $12.48. The mini Wenatchee vibrator is $19.95 at Good Vibration at Adam and Eve. And the Adam and Eve silver bullet in shape of a heart for Valentine's Day is $9.95. Good Vibrations has a lot of those toys too. You can also try rubbing your clitoris during sex, or have your partner rub it if that you know, if you're not having an orgasm. And there's also different positions that stimulate the clitoris too, like the cat position or woman on top. And the cat position, you Google it, C-A-T. I've talked about a lot on the show. Those are some answers. I just want women to have orgasms already.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Right?
God damn, it's so hard for you guys.
It is so hard.
So much work.
Can you imagine?
So much work.
Does it make you exhausted just thinking about it?
It does.
I know.
It's like, fellas, if you find a woman that can orgasm like within a minute or two of having sex,
marry her.
Marry that biatch. Like, put a ring on it within the first.
The best things in life are worth waiting for.
Are they?
Yes. It's true, though. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard for women. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
Man,
it needs to be like the right temperature, the right – the wind can't be blowing too
loud.
Yeah,
the wind chill factor.
The wind chill factor is huge if we're going to have an orgasm or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the emails. I'm going to get into some top sex tips.
Okay.
So this is the top question – one of the top questions I get asked. These are in no particular order, but I'm going to just give you some answers. What? Why you
No, you're like, this is the top questions I get asked. And then remember you asked me, what's the top question that people ask about me to you? And I go, remember what my answer was?
No. Do I want to know publicly? What is it?
It was like, oh, do you take it in the butt? Remember?
Why does everyone want to know that?
I don't know.
And how the hell would you know?
I don't know. That's what people want to know. I mean, maybe you shared it with me on the show before, but
people,
that's
they're like, oh,
you say that
menace.
Sentence.
That
menace.
Makes me feel so good. Not like what she liked to work with.
Oh, like, oh, what's her personality like, blah, blah. Nah, none of that. Does she take it up the butt? That's it.
Dude, you're hanging out with losers.
No, I don't. I hang out with very successful people, but the thing is they want to know.
They sound classy.
They want to know.
Does she take it
question.
In the butt?
That's it.
They're never going to know. I can't believe that's what they ask you.
That's
the only question.
That's what they ask. I'm sorry.
And what do you say? I don't know.
I just like change the subject. I don't
that
say
is so
anything.
Lame. I hate your friends.
Why?
Okay.
It's not just my friends. It's just people on the street ask me.
People on the street.
Swear.
Okay, that really makes me feel good. That makes me feel great on my public image.
What? It's some part of attention. I didn't think you would – why would you be against it?
Shut up. Okay. These are some of the top questions.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Okay. I just touched on this in an email, but how do I last longer in bed? We get asked this question all the time. So why are you laughing?
I don't know.
About in the butt?
I'm just thinking about crazy stuff right now.
Tell me.
How do I last longer? And I was, you know, I was like, oh, dip your penis in tequila. I don't know. That's how you numb the pain.
Tequila is your favorite sex answer.
It does.
Master masturbation. Masturbate with a woman's orgasm in mind and not your own. And so this is how you work up. You take your time, work up to 15 minutes, bring yourself close to orgasm, but to the point of no till you recognize mm-hmm. that point of no return, and then you stop. So don't let yourself ejaculate until time is up. So you practice it at home without the woman. You can also sexercise. A Kegel exercise, or Kegel, however you want to say it, Kegel, is the most important exercise. It's a sexercise that men can do. I have an app for it in the iTunes store. And today, ironically, it just got updated. Today, I've got hundreds of emails from people who have bought the app and they wanted more levels. The app is doing really well. Kegel Camp, check it out. And it's selling amazingly well, and we've gotten most emails from men about it because it really does help you with premature ejaculation. And a Kegel exercises, it helps you tighten the muscles responsible for ejaculatory control. So it directly works with those muscles. So become familiar with them by cutting off the flow of urine and then starting and stopping it repeatedly. Once you have the exercise down, practice your Kegels anywhere, at your desk, when you're driving. Tighten and hold for a count of 10, then release. You could do it once, twice a day. You could do it 20 times a day.
And this isn't hocus pocus, everybody, because I saw on the Kardashians that the doctor recommended Kegels. So
oh, really?
You know it has to be true.
Are you serious?
Yes, I've told you,
you
this
told
before
me this.
We
okay,
discussed
whatever. It. I don't remember things like that. Okay, how do I last longer in bed? That's the question we're answering. Okay, show a little courtesy. Ladies first. If you know you're going to blow your load right away,
yeah,
go down on her first. Make her orgasm. Pull out her sex toy. Use your fingers. Use your mouth. That's what you should do. You know, another recommendation, which I don't like to whatever, but this is something that comes up a lot, is ask your doctor about Prozac. I sound like a commercial right now.
Prozac.
A recent study showed that 73% of men who suffered from premature ejaculation either were cured or improved after taking 20 milligrams of Prozac a day, a week, and 40 milligrams thereafter.
Yeah, my buddy told me he just when he was taking Prozac that he would just go forever. But the only thing is that he would go forever, but it wouldn't.
He couldn't orgasm?
He couldn't orgasm.
Yeah, that's the biggest bummer. Okay.
So you can be a champion in bed, but never orgasm.
I know. It's
See,
a bummer.
These drugs,
it's like,
man.
And you can be really happy. Like on Prozac, like he's going to be so happy, but he can't have an orgasm. That's the downside. A lot of women, I mean,
so it's so crazy how the drugs affect that.
I know. You know. Why? Why do these drugs have to affect your sexual functioning? It's like, so many people are on antidepressants, and it's like you're on an antidepressant and you're going to feel really happy, but you're not going to have the most pleasure in the world. Okay, go for a second round. Shrug off an early emission with some extra attention to her arousal. So shrug it off. You came. So what? Go for it again. Okay, number two question that we get asked. What are the best tips for giving oral sex to a man and to a woman? So for a woman, Metis, you might want to chime in since you think women don't know jack about giving a man a...
I'm looking at the ceiling right now and listening.
Okay. So for a woman performing oral sex on a man, use lots of tongue, lots of saliva. Find out what he wants. How much pressure, if he likes deep throating versus using hand and focusing on the tip. Guys are a little different like that.
Yeah, don't go soft, but don't use teeth.
Enthusiasm and look as if you're enjoying it even if you're not.
Yeah.
Men are really into and use lots of saliva. Don't you like it to be wet?
Yeah. Pretend
that it's a lollipop.
Yeah. An ice cream cone. Like they're really good ice cream cones that are like dipped in chocolate.
Exactly.
So good.
Yeah. Pretend it's an ice cream cone and you can't get enough of it and it's a really hot summer day and the ice cream is melting and you're trying to catch all the drips before they come off. That's how you should give
that's
a blowjob.
That's pretty disgusting. But yeah, just do it like
that's
that.
That's a good example. Do it like that. Okay, for men, if you're performing oral sex on a woman, start off slow. Slow. This is one of my top sex tips all around. Men, slow down. Do everything 5 times slower than you think you should. Move your tongue freely from her inner lips to her outer labia on one side. Once you've done that, draw her lips into your mouth and massage them with your tongue. And since the other side will probably get jealous, move on to the other side afterward. Pretend her vagina is an ice cream cone or a peach and eat it. Get it on your face, get dirty, get messy.
God, I hate the peach analogy. I'll tell you why. Because, Nicolas Cage was in a movie and he, like, referenced like a peach. And like he did in such a creepy way. So every time you say that, I just think of
I'm not channeling Nicolas Cage right now. It's just a sex tip. But I do think that that you should, like get into it and vary your pressure between fast and slow and ask her what she likes and pay attention to her body. If she is reacting to something, you know, then keep doing it. But this is something that you shouldn't do, men. When you're performing oral sex on a woman and she's like, that feels good, don't go faster and harder. Because men think, it's good. I'm going to do a lot of it. I'm going to do it really fast.
I'm going to get all up in it. I'm going to put my scuba gear in.
It totally throws our game off. Because you should keep doing it as you're doing it. It doesn't mean go faster. So that, I think that's the biggest mistake that men make with oral sex. So tip for both men and women is to look into their eyes sometimes. Don't you like when a woman's performing oral and she looks up at you?
Yeah, whatever. As long as she's sucking my penis, it's all good. You can look wherever
menace,
you want.
You're so the wrong. How are you the wrong person to ask on everything, and you're my partner? I don't understand.
Why?
I don't understand. Okay.
Because you just want me to say, I'm all about the woman. I celebrate everything you do. You're sucking my penis. Watch the TV while you do it. I don't give a shit. You're sucking my dick. That's how guys think. I'm sorry.
But don't you think it's hot when a woman...
guys like lie to you and say how amazing and everything, blah, blah, blah. They don't care. You are sucking their dick. They do not
care. But what if they're
doing
a bad job? They do care.
If they're doing a bad job, then yes, they do care. Okay, yes.
Okay. The next question that we get asked most common, and actually this ties into the 70% of women. What is it? Or 40% of women want to do something kinkier tonight on Valentine's Day. How do I get my partner to be more adventurous in bed? We get asked that question a lot.
Ask her if her best friend will join.
What?
Ask her if her best friend
will join. Oh, my God. That's the next most popular question is how to have a threesome. But we're not covering that today because it's Valentine's Day. Keep it pretty. First things first, it's impossible to have great sex if you don't feel sexy. So treat yourself to a blowout or some new lingerie, whatever is needed to put the va-va-voom back in your step. Flirt with each other. Make a habit of sending playful, sexy messages throughout the day. Make him salivate with anticipation by telling him what you're wearing and what you want to do to him later. This is all building up to the adventure, okay? Set the mood. Light some candles.
Yeah.
I really think candles are important in setting the mood. You walk into like a guy's house all messy and the lights are on and he's got all his dirty socks around. Like, I'm not going to want to get adventurous and kinky. Like, clean up the place.
Sounds sexy.
It sounds hot.
What are you wearing?
Okay, something you can do is...
Do you have that mascot outfit that I buy you? Of you in the seal outfit?
Oh, my God. Are you wearing your Tinky Winky outfit tonight?
Are you wearing the Teletubbies outfit that I got you? Please.
Whatever turned you on, Menace. Menace has a Teletubby outfit. Are you going to whip it out tonight, Valentine's Day?
Oh, no. That's for special occasions.
Okay, some other things you could do is surprise them.
Maybe I'll wear it at Disneyland.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. When you going back?
Next weekend.
Oh, that's your big dinner.
Yes, my fancy dinner.
Right. Don't wear any underwear and let him find out. Would you like this is for a woman?
I thought you just said don't let him wear.
I'm not wearing underwear?
No, any new underwear.
Oh, no. Let him wear. Please wear new underwear. But, like, tell him, say, I'm not wearing any underwear. Like, don't you think that's hot if a woman's not wearing underwear or not?
Yeah. It's cool.
Okay.
Am I going to get an erection when she tells me? Probably not. But most men probably would.
Right. Okay, yeah. You're not like most men. Watch an erotic film together. It doesn't have to be porn for it to be sexy. And especially for women, like what gets them turned on. Mm. Some favorites are Body Heat, Belle de Jour, Last Tango in Paris, like Water for Chocolate. That was a hot movie, like Water for Chocolate. Did you ever see it?
No.
Amazing. Play an adult game. Again, you can go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code Emily. They have amazing adult games. Discover a new position. You can check out my book. I don't mean to be shilling all my stuff here, but Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. There are over 200 things you can try in that book and try a new position. Just like say tonight, it's Valentine's Day or whatever. You want to get more adventurous, try something new. And also share, why are you laughing? Share your fantasies. Talk to your partner once and for all. Ask her and ask him what's your number one fantasy and see if you can play it out. That's how you get more adventurous in bed. That's what we're talking about right now.
Adam and Eve has those cards. Things that you pull out the card and you have to do that thing, or it's like dice or something.
Exactly,
like that.
The dice.
I love that
it's like
one.
Kiss butt, whatever you
can
roll.
Can they come out with? Can you talk to him and have him come out with the Menace version, where it would get me horny? Like she pulls out the card and says, "Oh, clean the kitchen."
Right. Exactly. Like
she pulls out the card.
Refrigerator, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you're such a dude. Okay. share your fantasies and get out of the bedroom. Sometimes you need to have sex outside the bedroom.
Yes.
Different locale. Okay. I can't orgasm. Number four question I get asked, and then we actually already answered this. So this is, we answered this in an email previously, but this isn't a number top question I get asked, is I can't orgasm during sex. What should I do? So I already answered that bet. So hopefully you're listening to the whole show. I already answered what you should do if you can't orgasm during sex. Get a vibrator, try different things, touch your clitoris. Okay. And number five, we get a lot of emails from virgins. So how do you make someone's first time a positive experience? So I would say, first of all, just to destroy the whole, I don't mean to shatter anyone's dreams here, but the first time probably is not going to be so amazing. It's probably not going to be the best sex you ever had. It certainly won't be. But I would just say, again, go slow. Use lube. Lube is your friend. Lube is not just if you're really dry or there's a problem. Lube is awesome. And just talk it through and just be supportive and be communicative about what feels good, what doesn't. If it hurts, you stop. And make it a special night. If this is the one night to go cheesy, like if you know that it's someone's first time, you should clean up your place, wash the sheets, light the candles, have some chocolate in the freezer after, or some ice cream or something. Like make it a night, a chick night if it's her first time. And that's what we got for you. That's the top questions we get asked and some sex tips.
I liked it all.
Did you?
I enjoyed it. There was nothing really I was really against.
Yeah, you just like talking. Okay, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I hope everyone has an amazing night tonight. And remember, like, masturbation is sex with someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to masturbate tonight and you're alone, do that. Do it in a loving way. Do whatever you want. Do something loving for yourself or your partner. I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day.
Drink some tequila and champagne.
Tequila.
Or do a new thing where you put vodka in the champagne. That's pretty good.
Oh, I've never done that.
And
ooh, I could probably drink more vodka that way because I'm not a great drinker and I need like a better taste. Oh.
Actually, you don't even taste the vodka.
Is there a name for that drink? Vodka and...
No, vodka and champagne.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's good.
But I don't know that much about alcohol.
You put some vodka first and then some champagne on the top. It's good. It's good. You won't even taste the vodka, but just don't drink too much and don't drive.
Never drive, kids.
All right.
Okay, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a great night. And thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.